Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Early Edge in 5. I'm your host, Alan Bell. We've got a fantastic show lined up for you today, bringing down everything this afternoon and tonight for the NCAA tournament. So, tell you what, we have zero time to waste. Let's bring in the stars of the show.
All right,
let's get into the picks here. I tell you what, Maestro, normally you're in the last spot, all right, the Maestro spot. But I want you going first because I feel like you got some good vibes coming. So bring it, brother. What you got today?
Okay, well, the first play, and I see Mikey's in the chat. I would never challenge Mikey on a total. This guy's hit 7 straight totals. You can see him on Sportsline, and that's just a small portion of what he's done with totals this season. It's like something like 210 and 150, something crazy like that. But I will oppose him on the side here tonight. I'm going to take 4.5 with Kent State against Indiana. I just think you have not seen a defense like this from a mid-major in a long time, top 20 nationally. They will lock it down. And, you know, they're outmanned a little bit in the front court, but guard play, senior guards, they have the advantage in the backcourt. They come in on an incredible run. There was an incident that happened before the MAC title game last season, and guys got suspended. They couldn't play. And I don't even know the details, but apparently it was pretty ugly. But they are getting another chance to make good on that. And they have just blown through the MAC. So I'm going to take 4.5 with Kent State. Not saying they win outright, but this will be a close game. I think, you know, talking to some insiders from Indiana, people that follow the program, this was the draw they didn't want in terms of the 4 versus 13. Then Purdue FDU. I'm going to go over in the first half, over 70. Would not play it over 70, you know, any higher than 70. You have a Purdue team. Everybody knows Zach Edey is 7'4", and everybody knows FDU is the shortest team in the country. They don't start anyone over 6'6", but Purdue is number 6 in offensive efficiency, and we're going to get a very fast pace, especially early, because FDU presses all the time. That's what they do. They try to turn you over. They want to run. That press plus Purdue's efficiency, and we saw Purdue struggle with turnovers down the stretch in Big Ten play. When you press them, you can get them to cough it up. So either it's going to be FDU going that way, or it's going to be Purdue with an Edey dunk. So let's go over 70 in the first half. And the speculator tells me that his model also likes the full game over.
Nice. I'll tell you what, speaking of that, speculator, right at you, brother. What you got, man?
Yeah, well, since we made the model and we hit the first one, I figured I'll just keep swinging at the college picks. And we're going to go Gonzaga -15.5. Our Sportsline AI has this one at -17.7. So you're getting a 2.2-point edge there. I expect a high-scoring game here from Gonzaga and GCU. Gonzaga are the 11th best beyond the arc at 38.7%. And GCU are 14th at 38.3%. This is going to be a game of matchups. GCU also plays a small lineup. They play a lineup that typically has nobody taller than 6'7". If I'm Gonzaga here, I'm going to play the ball to my star, 6'10", Drew Timmy, who averages 20.9 points on 62% shooting, and 6'8", Anton Watson, who averages 11.3 on 61.4% shooting. Doing this will either force GCU to play a brand of basketball they don't want, or just continue to score and take advantage of that mismatch over and over again. So I'm going Gonzaga, -15.5.
Going with the Zags with the big spread. Now, all right, EC, look, man, tough day. I get it, right? However, you're a pro. And I'll tell you what, I'm bringing out good luck for you too, all right? A big red. Have you ever had a big red before?
I have not, but I'm going to use that as best we can on St. Patrick's Day. So thank you, AB. It's not good. The pick I gave out yesterday, the over in the Iowa State Pitt game, Pitt's doing its part. Iowa State didn't have a field goal in the first 10 minutes. That's not real good. But anyways, we're going to stick with the speculator theme here and go with the over in the GCU-Gonzaga game tonight, 154. Now, 9 of the last 10 Gonzaga games not against St. Mary's, which is this one, obviously, have gone over this number. The lowest points Gonzaga has scored in those 10 games is 82. Gonzaga has given up 70 or more in 7 of these 10 non-St. Mary's games. Grand Canyon has scored 80-plus in four of their last six. And in seven of GCU's last nine against a Division I team, I dug this one out deep, they've scored 150-plus combined. I think this one goes into the 160s. I think Gonzaga scores 90 to build off what speculators said. So we're taking the over on that. Now, we got a few parlays. We're going to start with one today. We're going to call this one the Blue Blood plus Wildcats parlay. We've got UConn over Iona. I think they're going to take care of business. I think they're a legitimate Final Four contender. I like Kentucky. Not going to lose to St. Peter's this year, fortunately, since they don't play them. Providence lost three of their last four coming in. I like the Wildcats. And I also like the other Wildcats, Kansas State. We can parlay all three of those at plus 138. So Montana State's played one good team this year. Well, sorry, GCU, Grand Canyon, you don't count. They played the University of Arizona Wildcats. They got smoked. And we saw what happened to U of A yesterday. Kansas State wins. I don't think highly of them, but they win tonight. We're going to play a Moneyline parlay tomorrow at plus 159. We're going to take San Diego State over Furman. Sorry, I'm not a believer. UCLA over Northwestern. Yes, I am a believer, Final Four team. And then you've got Texas over Penn State. Penn State shot the lights out last night. Texas will play much better defense than A&M did, and I think that at plus 159 is a good bet. And then we got one more for tomorrow. The Auburn-Houston over 132. Might be crazy because Houston has issues. Marcus Sasser out. Their other guard, Shedd, is hurt. But 14 of the last 15 Auburn games have gone over this number, including the last 10, and Houston has scored 60 or more points in 15 straight games. I think the winner of this game gets in at least the low 70s.
All right. Low 70s. I like it. I like that you also said, what did you say about Grand Canyon?
They're right around, they're a half an hour from me. Okay. I love GCU. Their student section is called the Havoc. They're awesome. They have no chance tonight. Sorry. And I know they played Montana State, but they don't consider themselves, I don't consider them a good team. Arizona was the only legitimate team Montana State's played all year before tonight. Sorry, true.
Hey, you know what? That's why I asked. You give honest answers, and that's what I wanted. And I tell you what, EC, I'm serious. I felt bad for you last night. I really, really did. So I brought a present that I hope you will appreciate today. Does that help? All right. Everybody, grab your paper. Yeah, grab your paper. Grab your pencil. Here's the recap. And look, I went full parlays today. College baseball, college basketball, in honor of you, and because the boys over at the Golden Corral wanted to run it back again with the smorgasbord and buffet of picks. So I'll get to those in a minute. But first, the Maestro's on Kent State plus 4.5. Fairleigh Dickinson, Purdue, first half over 70. EC is on. From today, Pittsburgh, Iowa, over 131. Florida Atlantic, Moneyline, you gave those out yesterday. Just want to have them on the screen. Grand Canyon Gonzaga over 154. Auburn Houston over 132. Three-leg parlay plus 138. UConn, Kentucky, Kansas State. Three-leg parlay plus 159. San Diego State, UCLA, and Texas. Speculator is on Gonzaga minus 15.5. All right, so two plays for tomorrow, Saturday, from me, Duke, Tennessee, first half. We're playing the over 59. All right, the unders have been cashing like crazy for us. That being said, 59, too low of a number. Duke is going to push the pace. And that's why I'm also playing the over in the game. Duke, Tennessee, over 128. Now, March Madness parlays. All right. For you, EC. All right. Moneyline parlay, three legs, plus 210. Memphis, UConn, Indiana. All right. Two legs, plus 145. Miami, Indiana. Three legs, plus 170. Kentucky, Kansas State, TCU. All those on the money line. Now, college baseball, moneyline parlays. Two leg, plus 130. Louisville, East Carolina. Two legs, minus 105, Arkansas, Texas, and then a run line parlay, plus 180, Vanderbilt, plus 1.5 at home against Ole Miss, Stanford at home, plus 1.5 against Oregon State. So Saturday, 10 a.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Eastern, we'll be ready. But until then, everybody, best of luck. It's Cassie's Tickets. Let's see you tomorrow.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.